From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the desk of Susan Stauffer. There are two kinds of hibernation that wildlife experiences in winter months, torpor and brumation. The coastal Pacific Northwest has fairly mild temperatures throughout the year. Our regional wildlife is noticeable during the spring and summer months, but where are they during fall and winter? During those months, the deciduous trees lose their leaves and go dormant. Likewise, as the months get cooler and food is scarce, mammals and other species slow down to conserve energy and to maintain their body temperature in order to survive. Hibernation is a state of inactivity in which there is low body temperature, slow heart rate, slow breathing, and a low metabolic rate. Hibernation durations vary from a few weeks to months, depending on the species. The most well-known hibernator in our area is the black bear, although it actually goes into a state of torpor due to our mild winters. Torpor is a form of intentional hibernation that can be very short or long in duration. Besides our black bears, some of the other animals that go into torpor include certain bats, some species of birds such as Anis hummingbirds, and skunks. Brumation is what reptiles and amphibians do in the cooler weather to conserve their energy. This is a dormant period similar to hibernation, but since reptiles and amphibians cannot control their metabolic reaction to the change in temperature, they go underground or in a sheltered place to stay warm. Snakes, salamanders, and newts go into brumation during the winter months. So this is why we rarely see some of our wildlife during the winter months. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.